How many of you can remember a time when you felt you could trust the news you saw on television?
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York on this, the first broadcast of network television's first daily half-hour news program.
And as a child, I could remember these two individuals on our television set.
Charles Huntley, NBC News, New York.
And David Brinkley, NBC News, Washington.
And back years ago, I can remember when virtually every radio station carried some kind of a network newscast each hour. And how many of you remember this trustworthy voice?
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
So whatever happened to honest and dependable electronic journalism? Is it dead? We'll answer that question today.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to this Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. For several days, I've been thinking about the state of journalism in the United States today. And the same is true, really, all over the world. It doesn't matter, Canada, the United Kingdom, pretty much all of Western Europe. The concept of a free press, an unbiased press, a journalistic effort seeking truth over anything, it's dead. It's gone. It's over. I've come to believe that most of the news sources that most people see today are no longer trustworthy, and that includes a few of these so-called conservative news sources. At times, they limit what they will tell you because it's all about the money. It's all about making an income. And those out there that are trying to be a honest broker of news and information and trying to bring you the stories that are being buried or hidden or suppressed, they struggle. I can remember what it was like growing up, where you felt you could turn on the television, listen to the radio, pick up a newspaper even, and you would find news and information that you could believe and trust. I can remember when I first got into doing news. Early in my radio career, it was kind of an unexpected aspect. I really wanted to be primarily a disc jockey, but I ended up at a station where they were needing a person to, well, read the news. And it didn't take long before they needed somebody to go out there and gather the news. While I was in college, I learned more about what journalism was at least over a half century ago. The who, what, where, and why, and even how. Some of the radio stations that I worked at doing news for a season in my career set some pretty high standards. And I worked for some people that were very clear that they didn't want to hear about my bias, my opinion, or anything. They just wanted the facts. It kind of reminded me of what they would say, what in the TV show Dragnet. Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. That's all they wanted me to do, was go out there and deliver, find, and write, and read, and produce a factually accurate story. My opinion or some political party's opinion or some business's opinion or anybody else didn't matter. It was the content. And years ago, in many radio markets and many television markets, you were very careful not to let your bias show. And there was a reason. And it was a smart reason, especially in the days of commercial television and their beginnings of news programming. Television was expensive, and you couldn't afford to offend an advertiser. So you didn't take an opinion. You just delivered the news. And it was a great arrangement for many, many years. Of course, growing up where I did, we had a number of high-powered AM radio stations to listen to, all very competitive, so they all carried some kind of a newscast, whether locally produced or from one of the big networks. Back then, ABC, NBC, CBS, Mutual News was big back in the day. FM radio was primarily beautiful music. Some carried news, but they didn't have that great of an audience yet. And then in many cities and markets and towns around the United States, you were lucky to have just a few television stations you could watch. You might get ABC, NBC, CBS, maybe PBS. In a bigger town, maybe an independent station. So news, it was hard to be biased. And a lot of people would say, well, you know, we had things like the Fairness Doctrine and all that back in the day. And actually, I've been in this business for many, many years. And people thinking the Fairness Doctrine gave us accurate news, no, it didn't. It actually gave us less news because you never would want to, you know, even talk about a controversial issue. Otherwise, you'd have to get deeply involved with trying to track down other sides that may or may not have an accurate opinion. The Fairness Doctrine was a great idea in 1936. It was a bad idea by 1976, and it was gone by 1986. But that's not the beginning of the death of journalism. Once again, what changed the landscape of journalism, even when CNN started, remember that? You're maybe old enough, around 1980. I can remember the beginnings of this new idea, cable news network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then even the Weather Channel came along later. In the early days of CNN, they strove to be just a news network, not an opinion network. That came later. Mostly CNN resembled, and they added their second channel, headline news. In other words, you can get your entire, you can just tune in and tune out in a matter of minutes and catch up on the world today. But as more television channels exploded on cable and then satellite, it became obvious that you could use these channels for more than just delivering a newscast. And gradually they started adding programs like Point, Counterpoint, and others on CNN. And the early programs of that nature, I remember watching them. I think Pat Buchanan was on it and other. You had somebody from the left or the right, Republican or Democrat, and it was balanced. It was fair. But as the years went by, and those that were graduating are increasingly indoctrinating colleges and universities, saw the opportunity to take these channels and use these channels for their own political purposes and opinions. And instead of being an unbiased news broker, they became nothing but propaganda, one little piece at a time. They didn't do it overnight, didn't happen in one day. We didn't end up with an MSNBC that was all over the road like it is today and just biased as can be. That's why I've given it the nickname Mind Syphilis NBC, because it is almost people that are crazy and insane saying some of the stupidest things believable to anybody with an IQ of a room temperature or even has a slight modicum of common sense. MSNBC wants you to believe that the gender has been fluid for thousands of years, and we should have been fixing this for decades since we've had technology. For the last 50 years, we could have been changing boys into girls and girls into boys for all these years. And what was wrong with us? This is the kind of silliness and insanity that comes from people with a reprobate mind that are given over to what I consider neo-paganism. There's no truth left in these journalists. One day they're praising Joe Biden for being the best Biden ever, and then within weeks, oh, Biden's got to go. He's just unfit. Well, they've known about it for 2 or 3 years. They just happen to lie to you without any conscience. So when I look at the news landscape today, it's getting dismal in the electronic medium. The big powerhouses with the money behind them that have the deep pockets, the millions and billions of dollars, they have an agenda. And guess what? that agenda is not even accurate news anymore. Even Fox News, to me, at times, shows some strangeness. I will admit, and I'm sure that many, some of you probably do, but many of you will know where I'm coming from. There was a time back in the 90s and in the first half of the 2000s that I felt that I could trust what I was seeing on Fox News. You had correspondents that reported news, and you had people, and it was obvious in their nighttime programs that a lot of these programs were opinion and analysis, and that's fine. But I've seen a gradual shift there as well that I find troublesome. I understand the necessity that in any organization, whether it's MSNBC or whether it's Fox News or even Newsmax or anybody else, you need sponsors in order to pay the bills. Either you have to be a subscription service, and many people, especially in today's economy, can't afford it, or they don't want to pay, and it's rough. You can't run a network when there's no money coming in. There's tremendous expense. So you have to have advertisers. When I was assembling some of the audio clips that opened up the program today, it was kind of fun to look at some of the old TV commercials brought to you by Dove detergent or something like that. I mean, for some of these old newscasts, or how about, you know, Camel cigarettes were one of the big sponsors in the day, or Winston, the cigarette companies were big. And I'm sure that sponsorship has always tainted programming to a degree. Even back in the 1940s on some of the entertainment programs, you didn't want to offend the sponsor because that's what paid the bills. And I firmly believe that that is a huge problem today. It's hard to get journalism when you rely on sponsorship. I've read stories about some of the old newspapers back in the late 1700s and into the 1800s. They did their best to give you the news, but they also required sponsorship in order to feed their families. And if you were in a small town and you depended upon one of the general stores or other businesses to keep your newspaper afloat, you might think twice about certain stories that may negatively impact your sponsor. So this presents a huge dilemma. How do you become an honest broker of news when you have sponsors that demand that you do things a certain way, or they're not going to sponsor your newscast? Or you have today's batch of people that run the news departments coming out of journalism schools the past 25 to 40 years that have taken the news department and turned it into a propaganda outlet for one political party or certain political causes like climate change and abortion and all that. This is all they care about. I mean, look at MSNBC. It's all they talk about is racism, transgenderism, gay rights, and on and on. That's all they care about. And trying to be a true broker of news is increasingly difficult. Now, on today's program, I do have some news stories to share. And I'm sure some of you have heard a few of these stories. These have come out over the past several days. Some of these news stories, I would venture to say, some of you have not heard. It didn't make the cut on Fox News. Definitely was not aired on MSNBC, and most newspapers wouldn't get anywhere near it. But we'll share some of those stories today. Because in doing Truth to Ponder, and I've told you this, and I'm going to say it again, I'm trying not to be your newsman, but there are times that I feel that there's some stories out there that are just not getting out to the big audiences. And I try to do my little part, along with many other small websites and radio programs and podcasts, to bring you those stories. And there are a lot of them. And I'm simply amazed how many people that think they're conservative or believe they're conservative or even Christians have a hard time discerning some of these news stories that are out there. We live in what is called the information age. Information is power, and it is politics, and it is money. Facebook sells all that information about you, your family, your likes and dislikes, and the things you're shopping for with everybody around you. And they also share information about you, when asked, with your government. See, governments are not allowed to ask some of these questions or demand you fork over the information, but if you willingly give it to a third party, that third party can give it to the government. A lot of people haven't quite figured that out yet. One of the reasons that this program on radio has always been listener-supported and not advertiser-supported is because I want to make sure that I can do my job without having to be concerned about what some company or sponsor tells me I need to do. And believe me, I've thought about opening this program up to a sponsor or two, especially in these hard economic times. It is very difficult to make ends meet to do this program each and every day and to maintain the airtime. It's not easy. And I'm still betwixt and between. I really don't want to do that. But if it came down to it, I might be selective. I might have to do it. And that's why when we come to you, it's serious, because we've been here. And I'm very thankful right now that many of you heard the clarion call in the past week or so and have helped in ways that have just blown me away. And if I haven't gotten right back to you, just understand, with the medical things that I'm going through, the schedule that I'm trying to keep, and even the church, I have so little time to even respond to some of the emails and the letters. I've got a stack here on my desk. I wish I had somebody to help me write a thank you note. That's how tight the time can be. So that's why we come to you when it comes to how do we keep this program on the air. So let me share with you some of the news stories that I have found rather fascinating, and I think you might as well. Over this past weekend, as many of you do know, Brazil's top court decided to suspend X, which is formerly known as Twitter. Brazil has banned X, and outrage is now spreading after Elon Musk's social media platform was suspended. Politicians and many other X users took to the platform over the weekend to sound off on their disapproval of the site being banned in Brazil by a court-imposed deadline. Now, understand that in Brazil, there's been a lot of changes. If you think it's a free nation, no, it's not anymore. It is trying to control the narrative. They do not want you to have free speech. And let me explain to you something. This is not just isolated to Brazil. You're going to find it in Canada, Germany, everywhere. And the attacks this year are unprecedented. I mean, it was bad in 2020 with the coronavirus, and then in 2021, 2022, 2023, and it's just been getting worse. And it will continue to go terrible if somehow a communist like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz ever get power. Then you have Ukraine is blackmailing nuclear power staff in Russia. They're trying to get them to turn, and they're trying to threaten their family members if they refuse to cooperate. This is where this war is gone. Look, you may not agree with me, and this is my analysis, but the war in Ukraine should never have happened. Had the United States been honest and hadn't been meddling in 2014, we would not be here today and millions of people would not be dead. As far as I am concerned, Barack Obama, Vicky Nuland, even the idiot that claims to be in charge of the State Department, all of these people should be in prison. They have caused the unnecessary deaths of millions of people by breaking their word and being filthy liars. We shared that last week. And that's a story you don't even get on Fox News. It's always, you know, oh, Zelensky good, Putin bad. That's all you ever hear. This simplified propaganda story to lead you into believing things that are not even true. No matter what you may think about Russia, agreements were struck in the early 1990s at the fall of the Soviet Union. And those agreements have been broken consistently by the West, not by Russia, by the West. And I'm sick and tired of the United States thinking that they can control the internal affairs of a free and sovereign nation that's not causing us any aggravation. And we also know that Ukraine, you know, to their benefit, I mean, they have several industries they're good at. Growing crops is one of them. That's where their flag comes from. The idea of the blue sky and the golden grain, that's where that flag comes from. And a little bit of money laundering and some other things. But there has been this desire by the globalists to force Ukraine into NATO now that it's a nation it never was before. And let's put some nuclear weapons and missiles right on the Russian border. We don't like Russia. Somebody pointed out, and you may disagree with this, and it's your right to disagree, but some of the greatest globalists are running NATO, the European Union, and the United Nations. And they want a one-world government. And they see several nations in the way, and Russia happens to be one of those nations. So why allow peace and prosperity in a nation you can use to gin up war and kill people and make the military-industrial complex wealthy? And that is precisely what is happening. That's a news story you're not going to hear tonight on MSNBC. That's a news story you're not going to hear on CNN. You're not even going to hear it on Fox News because they're too cowardly now to do anything about it. When Tucker Carlson began to allude to those kind of stories, they fired him. That's all you need to know. Fox News doesn't care about the truth anymore. They only care about how many millions of dollars they can rake in, pretending they're the loyal opposition. People like Sean Hannity make $35 million plus a year. And I can remember how many years he told us, you know, he loved living on Long Island, you know, where he's from. And being a good Catholic and family values. How many times did Sean Hannity talk about, we need family values and I'm a good Catholic and I go to Mass and I do this and I do that. Now he's divorced. He lives in Florida. And he has his girlfriend come down to shack up with him on the weekends, who happens to be on Fox and Friends. And suddenly we don't hear about all of these being a good Catholic anymore, and being all these things that he once claimed to be, the money talked, and you know what's come out in it to replace it. It's all paid for propaganda. I get sick of emails that come in. Sean Hannity says, buy this gold. Sean Hannity says, be prepared with your 401k. Sean Hannity says, I don't care what Sean Hannity has to say anymore. He was a blowhard back when he was on Atlanta radio. I used to listen to him. I heard him, whether I wanted to or not, on WGST. He was obnoxious, he was rude, and he wasn't that smart. And how he ended up getting the job on WABC in New York, and then with Fox, they packaged him well. Hannity and Combs, and then later Hannity. And really, I had a bad feeling about him. I'm not bragging on myself here. I'm not. But many years ago, after the passing of my first wife, I had been a church pastor, and I've been in radio. for a season, I had to get away from ministry and I needed to start rebuilding my life. And for a while, I did an afternoon talk show on a local radio station in the Carolinas. And I was up against, in the time slot that I had, I was up against Sean Hannity, which was the number one show at the time on a big news talk station. And I beat him in the ratings by the second rating book that we went through. And my listeners said, you know, Sean Hannity is just so repetitive. He just keeps repeating the same stuff over and over and over again. Exactly word for word. These little mantras, the approved mantra of the day from whoever is paying the bill. And I tried to take on issues that those kind of programs just didn't want to touch. You know, there's a lot more to life than politics. Yeah, there are a lot of news stories out there, and I get it. You know, there are a lot of stories that we really do need to talk about. I can see other stories right now, like there may be no food or water in Gaza, but Big Pharma, they're going to be in there doing vaccinations. Go figure that one out. Anti-mass migration parties make big gains in the German state elections. And I wonder how much MSNBC talked about that. Of course, they would say evil right-wing conspiracy theorists are taking over the German government. We must stop them. No, they're just people that are tired of being overly taxed and watching migrants come into their nation and destroying it. Just like happening here in the United States. You know, to find out that we've been flying how many people a month? 30,000 people a month have been flown in by this government in the United States. Yeah. The Biden-Harris administration. 30,000 a month from Nicaragua, Cuba, and Argentina and Venezuela. Why are we paying to fly these people in? And there was a pause on it for a while because the program was so full of fraud. These people claiming to be sponsors were using phony Social Security numbers of dead people. This is a ruse, people. They're trying to get people into this country to water down the vote. This is all to bring people into the new world order and a one world government. Can you see it yet? Do you understand the dangers we're living in? I give you an idea of how far gone Germany is. You know, Germany after World War II, we're going to be a democracy. We're going to have a free press. We're going to have freedom of speech. It is in our new constitution. And now you've got Germany starting a criminal investigation. Ready for this? A criminal investigation. Because somebody claimed that a politician is fat, overweight, and Germany is demanding that Gab, which is a social media organization, they are demanding that this organization expose the name and identity of this individual that called one of their politicians fat, because they want to put that person under their new law. They can put that person in jail for a year. Yeah, that's where we're living today, friends. Yeah, Germany, you're no longer the land of the free. And there's some cases going on in Germany right now that make me want to throw up. They are worse now than they were in the early 1940s in terms of being a dictatorship. They pretend you're free. You're free as long as you obey their social order and rules. And then we see in our own government, we see a ticket that's running for president and vice president that would be the most ungodly, the most dangerous, most despicable, most neo-pagan organized groups, and they would make Obama look respectable. Bring back Bill Clinton, for all I care, compared to this. We're teetering on the edge of a cliff. And I know they're pulling out all the stops. I mean, I look at some of these so-called polling numbers, and I can't believe them to save my life. I think they're lying. course, the evidence is kind of there that they're oversampling Democrats by huge margins to try to get it to look close and to get Kamala ahead. We talked about it a week ago when I had Hal Turner on the program. Whether you agree with everything he says or not, he is correct that we are poking the bear in Russia, and we're doing it needlessly. So what I plan on doing is, when I get back after this break, I'm just going to go through a few more news stories that may give you a good idea of where things stand. And maybe you'll begin to understand how failed journalism is globally, in the West, in Canada, and yeah, right here in the United States. Honest journalism, for the most part. You have to understand that it's like, I think six companies own 90% of all the news outlets that you hear or see. Six companies run 90% of all the media you're allowed to see and hear. And trying to find that 10% to give you accurate information is getting real hard. Here's one statistic to put in the back of your head. You want to know why it's hard for a program like this to get traction? See, I'm not well funded. I don't have iHeartRadio or some big company like, you know, News Corp behind me. I don't have the resources that they do, that these six companies can provide. They can create the superstars, and they can bury people like me. You may not know this, but every day there's 186,000 different podcasts that produced at least one episode this month. There are technically millions of podcasts out there. How do you rise to the top? How do you keep from being buried alive trying to get your message out? That is why I use shortwave radio, to at least have another voice, another way of being heard. You know, if I'd started this program as purely a podcast without shortwave radio, we never would have gotten anywhere. Listen, I'm running a bit over. Let's take the break, and we will be right back.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of Truth to Ponder for this Thursday. A little quick note. This program was recorded a little bit in advance. Today is my last session of immunotherapy, and I hope that it goes well. It's not been easy. We've done the best that we can, and I've so much appreciated your prayers and letters and even cards of encouragement. It takes several days after the treatment, which is on Thursday, today, before I'm fully recovered. I barely am ready to go on Sunday for the church service. We get through it. And then we have all the radio programs to get done very quickly for the entire week between Monday and literally Wednesday. And I'm looking forward to next week where I don't have to have that session. I will tell you that next week on Friday, we'll be traveling just for the day and overnight down to a community in North Carolina. I am participating at a church in an ordination, and I'm excited about that. So my wife and I, it's not that many hours from here, so we're going to go down Friday afternoon, enjoy a little time of fellowship that evening, Friday night, and the ordination will occur on Saturday. Then we get back, so I'm back in my church in time for services on Sunday morning. But your prayers have been so appreciated. You just don't have any idea. And I'm looking forward to some of the things ahead. Real fast, we are making progress on the radio station we are building here in Southwest Virginia. It won't be that many weeks before you'll be able to hear it online and very likely on the air. The towers are up. We needed one to get our signal from a studio to the transmitter site and the transmitter site tower. Now, thankfully, they're not very tall towers. The transmitter site is up on the top of a big hill, but the tower is up, and we will have the antenna ordered probably by the time you're hearing this program and some other equipment. So it's coming along quickly. If you'd like to help in the project, because it will be an online radio station as well, just make a note. If you are supporting this ministry, and I will put some of this aside, or all of it if you so desire, to help defray the cost of building this station. We have put a lot into it, and we're excited. My wife and I, we're going to make sure that this thing happens. And we I just believe it's going to be a great ministry and a great outreach for the local church and beyond. So, if you would like to find out more, the call letters will be WMYC, My Christian Radio. And there'll be a website coming soon at mychristianradio.com. It's not up yet, but it will be soon. So keep all that in prayer. I just wish I had the time. And having these 6 weeks of immunotherapy has taken literally 2 to 3 days a week away from me. And I have all this yet to do. So your prayers have been just a blessing. And once again, let me just be very clear. We have been blessed by so many of you that have come through in recent days in surprising amounts to keep this ministry going. And I apologize that I just have not been able to create the time and still produce the program to respond. I really do need to respond to so many of you. Email sometimes is easier than trying to do a regular letter and getting it mailed. But I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for how many of you faithfully give each and every month to keep us on the air. You are not unappreciated, believe me. And it doesn't matter the amount, because in God's economy, when it all pools together, it is generally been just what we need. So thank you once again, and keep me and this ministry in prayer. You know, I've got a couple of stories that I do want to get to in a few minutes here, but I just, when we started, I've got to tell you this again. When we started way back in 2020, I never knew if the program would last 90 days. I didn't know if it would last, you know, 9 days, literally. I really didn't. And here we are. We passed the four-year mark. We're into year number five. And one of the things that is on my heart and my mind right now, and I'm just looking back, what have we accomplished? What do we have to accomplish? And what change of direction may we need to take, not in every aspect of the program, but what should be included? What could be done? One of my prayers, and maybe you don't like this idea, but one of my prayers has been to make this more of a magazine program. Suddenly I just feel like I need to share this from my heart. Let me just go ahead and do this. Over the past several, well, let's just say the last year, several people have come into my life path. And of course, if you go back a couple of years, you know, Jim Calhoun has been such a blessing and help, especially when I started this cancer journey and I needed a little bit of help in getting the program done. And he has always been there and he's just given his time to do it. And I appreciate it so much. But I've always felt this program needs to be less about me and more about what you need to hear, both from a news perspective, but more important. And this is where some people may disagree with me. What does God's word have to say about today's news? I've had emails over the past, since we started, and really a lot in the past year and a half. Had somebody say, I listen to your program, but you're getting too preachy. I'm not into that churchy stuff. We don't need religion. We just need to fix. We just need politics. Bob, we need the news and we need politics. I don't need all this religion. Or somebody would say to me, I'm a believer, but I don't believe in any organized religion. Now, in other words, you believe in yourself. You don't believe in anything but yourself, and you are your own God. Let me just be very blunt about it. People that give me this garbage line, I don't believe in organized religion. I don't believe we... No, you just believe in yourself. You're fooling yourself. You're lying to yourself. There is a God, and we need to learn to fellowship. These people that don't believe in their organized religion... You're just lying to yourself. Sorry. And I hope I didn't offend you, but maybe you needed to be offended to hear the truth, because that's all I'm going to give you here. I'm not going to lie to make you feel better. I'm not going to hide something to make people happier, especially those that support. You know, if I offend you, I'm sorry that I offended you, but the reason I offended you is because maybe there's something in your life that needs attention and you don't want to deal with it. If I am not being honest with you about what God has to say about the condition of our world today, then what's the purpose of doing this radio program? Honestly, what would be the purpose of doing a radio program like Truth to Ponder if we are not dealing with truth? And if you've listened for any length of time and don't, I get people to misunderstand this every time we get into this topic, but I'll try to be careful. Politics is not going to save this nation, period. It never has, and it never will. Politics are nothing more than, how do I put it? The way we vote is generally indicative of the things we believe in. It's always been a situation in all the years that I voted, over 50 years now. I hate this term, but it's kind of true. We kind of vote for the lesser of two evils many times. And I vote in every election. And I actually spend time trying to figure out who's running for city council or town council or county government, who's running for sheriff, who's running for school board. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people, they're all, hurrah, we're going to vote for Trump this fall, but they don't even know who's on their school board and what they stand for. Now, you can make a lot of change locally starting at your school board and your cities and your towns and your counties or parishes, whatever the case may be. You need to fix things at home. And then as you fix things at home, you can pray to fix things in your state and even eventually nationally. But as long as you may live in small town America and the education system is being run by the reprobate class, what are you going to be able to do about it? So you may wonder why I'm so big upon talking about what God has to say about something. Honestly, when it comes to the way I vote, when it comes to a politician, it is strictly which politician poses the least threat to my faith, my family, and my finances, and I can add another F, our future. There's no doubt in my mind that a Kamala Walls ticket, you know, Harris Walls ticket is definitely a threat to all four. They are a total threat to your faith. They're a threat to your family. They're a threat to your finances and a threat to your freedom and future, period. They are. And how people can't see that just shows that we're living in an age of delusion. And that's why I keep saying politics is not the answer. It is just an expression, or it's just an outgrowth of who we are. And if you're one of those conservatives, but you don't need organized religion, you're missing the point. Until somebody's heart is changed, redeemed by Jesus Christ. And we are a nation now that used to be a majority of believers, and now we are a minority of believers, and it shows in everything that is occurring wrong in our nation today. So stop telling me that we're going to fix it with politics. We fix it one person at a time, one person prayerfully coming to the realization of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. When is that going to become predominant in your thinking? And as I've said before, when I vote in the upcoming election, I'm not voting for the head pastor of a church. I am voting for somebody that can act as a CEO and pose the least threat to my faith, my family, my finances, and my future. I think of my kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids. And I got a little one I think of now in Florida, 3 years of age. What kind of future are we giving her? And I'm watching where the churches have failed. Some of these churches are just not doing the job. You know, look, I have a little church. I'm retired and I'm trying to do a mission in a really small town. And we're going to put a radio station on as an outreach. But one of the things, and somebody pointed this out to me, you know, we've watched our church here locally. People come in and then many leave. And it breaks your heart when you think, you know, why did some people leave? What did we do? And my wife and a couple of other people in the church, they have the answer. You preach God's word and you convict their heart. And they don't want to be convicted of their sin. They want to live in it. They want to remain in it, or they don't want to give up. They don't want to give up them being in charge. The early church faced that as well. We can look at the day of Pentecost when 3,000 were added, but what about the other 30,000 that did not want anything to do with it? And you can see that pattern repeated over and over again. Parable of the sower just came to my mind. The word goes out and it lands on rocky soil and it's immediately gone. And then some lands among the thorns and the thickets. Hey, it starts to grow and then the cares of the world take it away. You know the parable. And I guess that's what we face in building churches today. And churches are nothing more than the collective body of Christ on this earth. It's not a building. It's not a denomination. We are members of the living body of Christ. That is the ecclesia. That is where the word church comes from. We are called out. We are separate from the world. And I'm beginning to realize that there are a lot of people out there. They want to remain worldly. They just want to have the fire insurance. Or to have something, yeah, I guess if I die, if I live a good life and I occasionally go to church, I'll go into heaven. And my heart breaks of how many people are living in that deception today. Yeah, we do a lot of the news. But let's face it, journalism in the mainstream, it's dead. It's rotting. It's over. It's propaganda. This is what has been happening in the 20th century quite a bit. How many nations that we look at as Americans or Canadians as, or maybe the British, you know, in UK, you know, where we always had our free press. We've always had the Magna Carta. We've had the Constitution. We have whatever. And we would look at these countries like Red China, North Korea, North Vietnam, the Soviet Union, Hitler's Germany, whatever. And all their news was just purely propaganda, but ours was always free and open. I'm not so sure. I'm honestly not so sure. I do this program trying to give you some news and information and analysis you don't get anywhere else. And I know the look. I do the best that I can as a one-person operation. And there's that part of me that says, I wish I had other people that I could depend on to help me get the news part done. I wish I could get somebody that knows how to use computers that could do some of the editing that I have to spend time doing. Not that I worry about editing out every or duh or whatever that I say. I mean, I'm not that vain. I try to be as natural and as human as I can. I don't want to sound like artificial intelligence reading a perfected script. I want you to know it's really me. But how do we take this program to a different level? Because we're coming into a different time. 4 years ago, as we started this program, I had a couple of warnings about the future. We talked about the pandemic, and I told you then it was a lab-produced contagion. Most likely China, but it could have been the Ukraine. I mean, this could have been anywhere. And we already knew some of the players back then that had been playing with this stuff. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Dr. Ralph Barrett comes to mind. And others, EcoHealth Alliance, Dr. Minnie Mengele Fauci, all of them. You remember? We were told it was disinformation and fake news, and we were on, for a while, we were on YouTube with this program. They kicked it off because of fake information. You're telling lies. It's a virus that came from an old bat in Wuhan. Everything we told you about it then ended up being true. I warned you about the election in 2020. I had a bad feeling. I said, you are getting overconfident. I sensed they were using the pandemic, and I said it on the program over and over again. Do not count your chickens before they hatch. I had a bad feeling with all these mail-in ballots and things that just didn't look right, that this election was compromised. That's disinformation, Bob. You can't say that. It's always perfectly pure elections. We never, only the one in 2016, that was stolen. You know, Trump is illegitimate. We heard that from Hillary Clinton. Why is she not being pursued by Fannie Willis or anybody else or Alvin Braggadocious? Well, because she's part of the problem. No, we can sit here and talk politics all day long. And we'll talk some. We'll talk about news stories that affect your life. But I'm going to ask you one poignant question, especially those of you that vote. Who's on your school board and what do they stand for? Do you know? You need to. And if you don't, you need to find out, like now. We want to stay on shortwave radio. It is probably the only thing that I have to get above the noise trying to be a podcast. And that's why your financial support is vital. Two ways to do it. You can either go to our website, truth2ponder.com. We use GiveSendGo, which is a Christian online processing for donation organization. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie. Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowie, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. And God bless you until we gather again tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.